Come on in. And you know I want to hear you declare, I'm a helpmeet suitable. My name is Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. So what's the tip for tonight? Ooh, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because, okay, let me tell you, I like to bust the devil in the mouth. So earlier today, I woke up, and I've done this before on my Facebook page, and I have to put your Cash App. I'm gonna make some deposits because this morning I woke up and God said, it's 9:09. Now, this is not like, oh, turn to this scripture or that scripture. So if you're looking for me to be all deep today, you probably wanna wait till a different one. So what is the tip? So the tip today is 9 often reminds us of birthing. 9 months, you know, finishing, completing some things and birthing, the birthing process. So the birthing process, when you're talking about 9:09, I woke up and was like double birth, like multiple births. I'm birthing out multiple things. I'm birthing out businesses. I'm birthing out ministries. I'm birthing out some things in my husband. We are mothers of things. We have wombs. Helpmeets have a womb. But today I'm speaking and prophesying over my womb multiplication. Basically upgrade. Come on now. Everybody's not going to be able to catch it. So 9:09 is double, but you know, I'm not just going to take double. I just said multiples because what if, because this is the exceeding abundantly above all I could ever ask or think season for me. And I'm declaring it over you. I won't stop at just double. I'll say multiples because God might want to give me triplets. God might want to give me quadruplets, sextuplets, what all the it's. I'm taking them. So I put on my page, let me put up your Cash App. I'm going to bless at least 9 people with $9. Well, what I did was I blessed my mentor with $99. And then a woman of God who I absolutely respect her ministry messaged me, and she's out of Africa. She's an amazing woman of God out of Africa. And she messaged me, and Gerald was like, you know what? We just got our first mentee from Africa. Let's sew into her $99. Come on, because I'm going into the double, the multiple. I'm going to sew where I want to grow. I know how to sew. So I sold into my mentor $99, and then I sold into her $99, and then I sold more than $99. And then someone tried to hijack my post. I'm telling this for a reason. Tried to hijack my post and then send some scam, silly, whatever. So I had to take it down. But before it went down, I had already chosen my 9 and then some, already sold my seed. Some other people had put it on their page. Some other people had taken some names off of the page that I had. So it had already, the sowing had already been done. The declarations had already been done. People had already gotten stirred up. Satan tried to do something, tried to get in the way, but he's a loser and a liar. So I wasn't even worried about him. I just deleted the page, reported him. No problem. Don't mess with God's people. Not your best idea. It'll mess you all up. Just so the devil knows he did nothing, because the seeds were already in the ground and the overflow had already happened. People had already done it. He was silly. He just wasted his time. So when we're talking about sips and tips today, I was like, helpmeets are birthers. But today we're decreeing and declaring that we're prophesying over our wombs, because there's some things that you need to birth out of your king. I took a turn for you. I took a turn. I'm going to sip. I'm going to birth some things out of my king. Let me tell you. Lord Jesus. Okay. When I thought about what's the tip for the day, the tip is you are a birther. Help me. That means you got to birth some things out through the spirit realm. When I was separated from my husband, and you all, most of you all know my testimony. If you don't, keep following the ministry. Go back and look on our YouTube channel. God was saying to me, you need to decree and declare. You need to declare who my son really is. And at the time, in the beginning, he was telling me, you know, birth out, speak on it, decree and declare who he is in the spirit. I thought I was doing my husband a favor. What God was doing was two things. That's where we're going to talk about the multiple. God was doing two things. When I said some things out of my mouth, I was decreeing a thing and it was being established. What it was doing, because faith comes by hearing, I had to hear that God said he was a man of God. That God said he was a kingdom man. He wasn't acting like a kingdom man. That God said he was a kingdom father. That God said he was a man after God's own heart. That God says he created a prophet and an apostle. That God said he was an entrepreneur. He wasn't acting like any of those things at the time. But first thing I birthed out was belief in my own ear. I birthed out those words so that I could believe them first. Then I was continuing to speak those words so I could birth it in the spirit realm. There was a multiple that came out of my mouth. One of the things that happened was I was delivered. Sip on that. I had to be delivered from being judgmental. I had to be delivered from doubting what God could do. I had to be delivered from not honoring who the God of the universe, who my God birthed out, who my God created. I was doubting him. So I had to first birth out my own deliverance. Is anybody gonna be honest? That you first better birth out your own deliverance concerning God's son. Now, I don't know about you, but I had to get a whole lot of deliverance. My God's son was not acting like a king, so I had some hard time. You can birth it out. Then, once I started to believe, now I'm speaking into the atmosphere, and now I'm birthing out his destiny. I'm birthing out his purpose, because I've got power in my words. There's power in my mouth. There's power coming out of my womb in the spirit realm. So it was a double anointing on my words. I was saying the words every day, but I was saying them once, but I was doing two things at the same time. Only God can do that. Y'all better sip. I was getting deliverance. I was getting free. I was getting healed, because I was in a place where I was like, why you want me to pray for him? Why do I have to stay with him? Why does he have to treat me like that? All this whatever. Why can't he just leave? Now I don't want him to come back. I was saying all that stuff. God was like, get delivered. You better know who I blessed you with. Because before that, I thought that I was the only one being the blessing. God was like, oh, you don't know who I blessed you with. You don't know who I created. You don't know my son. You know the sin. You know the behavior. You know the generational curses. What you don't know is you don't know my son. But if you decree a thing and it's established, if you listen to me, if you get your healing, if you operate in your gifts, if you operate in your own call, if you believe me, what I said, you decree it, you will see my son, my true son. Hey, and I got some deliverance. God, I got some deliverance. And once I got some deliverance, now I'm decreeing, oh, wait a minute, devil. Oh, you can't have him. You can't have the king. Now I'm declaring, I'm expecting something. Yes, you're a kingdom man. I don't care if you're on drugs right now. You're still a kingdom man. I don't care if lust and perversion thought it had you. It doesn't have you, because I'm snatching you back. With my words, I'm birthing out deliverance and I'm birthing out destiny. Help meets. You got the power to give multiple births. Multiple births. So not only glory, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Not only was I birthing out just his destiny and my deliverance, but now I'm birthing out a difference in my children's lives. Don't you think something is different when the father is different, when the husband is different? And God got so amazing with the multiples. He didn't stop there. Some of you already know where I'm going. Some of you on Facebook and on YouTube. Some of you would not be operating in your gifts and in your calling if my words didn't birth out my husband and my husband's words didn't birth out something in you, didn't help you believe in what God can do. My husband's deliverance allowed people all over the world to believe in their own destiny, to believe in their own deliverance. He's helping people by giving them hope. So the birthing out was multiples. Come on now. I know you hear it. Words. What words are you holding in your mouth that really have the power to birth? You're a helpmeet. You got a womb. You got a mouth. And when you speak something out, it is birthed in the atmosphere. Now, don't get it twisted. You could be birthing something out that you do not want to see. So let's watch what we say and make sure that what we want to see in the earth is what we're saying. Because we have the power to birth some things. We have the power to decree some things. We have the power to say some things and make it happen. I'm telling you, I'm the author. I didn't say it. I got excited. I'm the author of Help for the Help Me. Oh, yeah, I'm a strategist in the spirit realm. So even in my book, I put strategies. God spoke to me in strategies. He said, Yvette, now you got to do this and now you got to do that. Once I got delivered, he was like, good. Now I can do some work. Do this. Say that. Decree this. Pray that. Fast today. Say this to him. Don't say that to him. Call him. Don't call him. Text him. Don't text him. He was a strategist and he made me a strategist. And this strategy in the book says, declare out loud the characteristics of your husband. Based on what you learn in the Bible, based on things that you pray, based on what the Holy Spirit said, don't just start binding stuff because you're angry. What are you loosing in the atmosphere? What are you decreeing because God said so? Not out of your hurt, not what you want to see and all of that. I get that. I get that. We all have desires. We all been watching Disney all of our lives. There's some things that we want, but most of the time, those things don't line up with what God said. I'm going to sip in my very cute new cup. I'm going to sip on that. God is not watching Disney with us. Mm-hmm. When you submit to God's will, he'll be saying some other stuff. I was like, I want somebody to do this for me and do this for me and do this for me, for me, for me. And God was like, I need someone to do some things for my kingdom, for my people, for his purpose. Yeah. And why all along the way, he's going to do some things for you. He's going to do some things for the household. But I'm talking about seeking first the kingdom. And then I had to realize, whoa, that's on me. I was wanting my husband to seek first Yvette, but God was like, I'm trying to birth out a man that you can understand is seeking first the kingdom. A man that says, I'm going to love God first. A man that's operating in his gifts and in his call. A man that's putting the kingdom first. A man that's praying over you. A man that's going to cover you. All that stuff you're asking for, that'll come because he's a kingdom man. That will come because he's operating in his gifts, his callings. That all those things will come. But don't ask for those things. Seek first the kingdom. So I was birthing out kingdom words. I was birthing out a kingdom man. And I'm decreeing and declaring, because you are a helpmeet that's suitable, you'll be ready to birth out multiples too. I'm a birther. That's the declaration for the day. I want you to write it in. I am a birther. When you're a helpmeet that's suitable, you will birth out what God is interested in, what God created for the kingdom, what God wants to be seen in the earth. You will put your own desires aside and seek first the kingdom. You'll realize that what you want will come once God gets what God wants. I'm a birther. And I'm going to birth out my king. And I'm not going to stop just at deliverance. I'm not going to stop just at reconciliation. I'm not going to stop when my needs are met. Now I'm birthing out an apostle. I'm birthing out a territorial warrior. I'm birthing out a man of God who is a man after God's own heart. A modern day David. Don't get me started when I'm talking about my king. I'm birthing out a man of God who's going to change some things in the atmosphere. When demons know he's in the territory, they get scared. That's what I'm birthing now. I'm decreeing and declaring over him, prophesying over him, believing him, encouraging him, praying for him, fasting on his behalf, doing whatever needs to be done. And oh, by the way, can I tell you that once he got delivered, all the things I was asking for, I don't have to ask anymore. I don't even have to ask. Those things have already been taken care of. Things I never expected to have in marriage, I have. Things I never asked for, I'm getting. Things I never thought of, already mine. And this is just the beginning. I'm a birther. You're a birther. And God is not a respecter of persons. So if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. We're talking about multiples. Don't stop at just what's good for you. Get what's good for the generation, what's good for the family, what's good for the Lord, what's good for the kingdom. Stop birthing out what God said. Don't just look at what you need. Birth out. Birth out. You're a birther. You've got a womb. Use it. You've got a mouth. Prophesy. Prophesy is how we birth things out in the spirit realm. Get out of the natural and join us in the spirit realm. If you don't understand your authority, if you don't understand who you are, if you don't understand how to do what you need to do, you got to study to show yourself approved. Get your resources. Get on your knees. Listen to the voice of God. Understand your authority. And if anything comes against what God said to birth out, you bind it. You crush it under your heel because you've got that authority, help me. You got that authority. Yes, that's your call. God is expecting us to birth out. I'm excited about today. Woo, and I'm about to pray. Y'all know it's when it's Wednesday how hyped up I get because the Help Me Army, my mentoring group, my amazing, awesome, fantastic spiritual warfare. Oh, the soldiers in the Help Me Army. They're serious. And on Wednesday nights at midnight Eastern Standard Time, we put a demand on heaven and terrorize hell. In the spirit realm, of course. So we're getting ready to pray. We're going to pray about birthing out. We're going to pray about our authority. We're going to pray about what's happening in the spirit realm through our kings. We may not be able to see it yet, but we're going to command it forward. We're going to pull it out. We're going to speak it out. We're going to do what we are told to do, which is speak our authority, use our authority, and crush anything in the way. Hey, I get excited about that. Did anybody say crush the devil? Oh, I'm in. All right. If you need information on the Help Me Army mentoring program, now don't even bother looking if you're not ready to work, because it's a lot of work being a help meet that's suitable. It's a lot of work understanding your authority. It's a lot of work understanding spiritual warfare, but it's worth it. But it's worth it. If you don't get it from us, get it from someone. But go to GeraldAndYvette.com. You need your book and your workbook to make sure you're understanding how to be a helpmeet that's suitable. And in your journal today, I want you to open it up and write in, I am a birther. And then write in, what are you birthing out? What are you speaking into existence? If you're struggling to write in your journal today, it's because you haven't been birthing things out. So I want you to take some time. This is not just a journal just to have, because it is cute. It's a journal that has purpose and destiny all in it. You should be writing down some things. Ask God, what do I need to speak into existence? What do I need to make sure is happening in the earth? And get to work. Get to work. Prophesy, speak, decree, declare, and birth out those multiples. I want to see, and it's the ninth month. I want to see those babies in the spirit coming through, those businesses, those gifts, those callings, everything that God has placed on the inside of your king. And while you're at it, on the inside of you too. Come on, help me. Come on, help me. We got this. We got this. All right. Well, today, my goodness. Whew. All right. I'll be back on with another tip for you. And definitely another sip of sparkling juice for me. The devil might catch me sipping, but he won't catch me slipping. That's our slogan for sips and tips. He'll catch me sipping, but he won't catch me slipping. Love that. Go to GeraldineYvette.com. I will see you soon on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me. We pray for the kings. Make sure you're getting on. Put your notifications on. We're doing better with going live on YouTube, but whenever we don't go live on YouTube, we definitely upload it onto our page, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. We're so glad you joined us. We will see you soon. I'm Yvette Benton. Help for the help meets, because we are suitable. You are suitable, and you're a birther.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you, you can't be both.